Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We give God the praise, we give God the glory and the honor. Welcome on today. Amen. And our scripture before we begin prayer is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 2. I think I may have posted the wrong chapter there online. But it's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Amen. And to God be the glory. We're going to start with that. And we'll go into prayer. God is so good. Amen. He is awesome. And he is worthy of praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. So, for 1 Timothy, what it says to us, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Amen. And so we know it's God's will to pray. It's God's will for us to speak to him, to be in his word, amen, and pray to him, casting our cares upon him, for we know he is God of all. And to him be the glory, and to him be the praise. Amen. So we're praying for all kings, all those who are in authority, and we're praying because we know the only God, amen, we know Jesus Christ, his Son, our Savior, to him be the glory and praise, from whom we are saved. Our salvation flows. The one who we say, Jesus is Lord, amen. We call on that name that's above every name. And so we know that he is the mediator of this new covenant, that we are sharing the gospel message all over the world. Amen. And so we thank God. We praise God. We go to him with these prayers. And truly, it is a privilege, amen, to be called a child of God. At such a time as this, God is calling us. He is calling us, amen, into prayer, and he's calling us into praise. And so let us go to God now. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bow before your throne of grace and mercy. God, we thank you for listening to our heart's desire, God. Sometimes, Father God, we have words, prayer requests that cannot even be spoken or uttered. But we know that you are a God that hears. You hear our groans and our moans in the name of Jesus. God, you understand all of our cares, all of our pains, all of our desires, God. You are a God who is not just not far off, but you are a God who is near. All those who call on you, in truth, you are near. Who call on you with their broken and contrite spirit. Those are the ones, those who are in humility, oh God, you hear the prayers of the righteous. They do availeth much, Father God. We give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah. We glorify your holy name, O God. We exalt the name of Jesus. Lifted him up. You said you would draw all men unto him, O God. For we know it is your will for none to perish and all to come to repentance. Father God, I pray for a great revival, the outpouring of your Spirit right now, God, upon the body of Christ, in our families, in our communities, in our cities, in our states, our nations. God, we need you. We call on you, God. We need your help. Father God, we know, God, that we need a deliverer. We need a savior. And you sent him. You sent your only son, Jesus Christ. Let us be ambassadors of this ministry of reconciliation. Let us, Father God, proclaim boldly and with courage, oh, Father God, the gospel message. Hallelujah, that we would not hold back, that we would speak, God, and the words of our mouth, we know God will go out and will not return empty or void, because they are your words. You say heaven and earth shall pass away, but your words, oh God, will never pass away. And we know that, God, you are not a man that you should lie, or son of man you should repent. And Father God, your promises are yea and amen. And we stand on your promises today, that we call on the name of the Lord. We will be saved in our whole household. Father God, we praise you right now. The laborers in the harvest field, your missionaries all over the world. God, we thank you, Father God, for those in Africa. God, missionaries all over the continent. We pray specifically Grace Point Ministries. We lift up the family for healing in Jesus' name, restoration. God, provision. God, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus for Gospel of Asia. We pray, Father God, for those missionaries. God, we thank you, God. You said that this gospel must be preached to all nations. And then the end will come. And we know it shall be fulfilled. Your words. God, we praise you right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our provider. And God, we thank you, Lord God, you provide healing. Oh, by the stripes of Jesus, we're healed. Heal your people of mentally and emotionally and physical ailments, Father God. You heal cancer. You heal diabetes. God, you heal anxiety, stress. You are a healer, God, and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, and you call for deliverance, that chains will be broken, bondage to drugs, alcohol, sexual immorality, God, you break those chains and those who are bound. You set the captives free. You send Jesus to set the captives free, and those whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. We thank you for liberty in the Spirit of God, your Holy Spirit on today. Oh, God, truly we are people who have a great inheritance, and you've already made a deposit of your Holy Spirit within us. We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. Oh, we've been marked, hallelujah, on our forehead with that seal. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we can walk uprightly, not in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness you have provided in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, God, that all power, Jesus, hallelujah, you raised him from the dead with all power and authority in his hands. And that same power, God, works within us. And God, we want to live by power, because we know the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but it is a matter of power. So God, confirm, oh Lord, your word that is preached in spirit and truth. Confirm it with the power that works within us. God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray for the children and the youth. A little child shall lead them, lead parents and grandparents and other adults to the gospel, to Jesus Christ. You said, God, not to hinder the little children. God, not to stop them from coming unto you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we hear your call. We hear, God, that you've chosen us. We hear that we step forward and come forth as the body of Christ. Amen. As we come forth as bold as a lion. We come forth, God, without spot and wrinkle. God, you called us. And here we are, God, your children. Your children, your people. God, called by your name. We humble ourselves and pray. We seek your face. God, you said we would turn from our wicked ways, pray and turn from wickedness, that you would hear from heaven and you would heal the land. The land needs healing, Lord God. Hearts and minds are distressed, Father God. Oh, God, for the things that are coming upon the earth. They are distressed, God, because of sinfulness and wickedness abound. But, God, in the name of Jesus, we have the hope that's within us, that's found in your word, and your word is in Christ Jesus. He is the word made flesh. We bless your holy name on today, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. We are your people. Amen. Walking out the kingdom. Amen. Building up your kingdom. Lifting and glorifying your name in the earth. Oh, God, you are so worthy of praise. We pray for the persecuted body of Christ all over the world. They have endurance. They have faith. Oh, God, standing firm to the end, for laid up is a crown of righteousness for all who believe and stand firm. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for the kings and those in authority, presidents, and President Barack Obama, prime ministers, God, all over the world. We pray for them so we can live a peaceful, godly life and holiness and honesty. Oh, God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, for our very life. God, we thank you, Lord God, for things that we, on a daily basis, we may take for granted and forget to be grateful and thankful. But, God, we just say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we are most, God, love you because you first loved us. Amen. And, oh, God, how great is your love toward the whole world and toward your people. Oh, God, you have great plans, a new heaven and a new earth, where old things will be passed away. And behold, you will make all things new. Oh, God, help your people to be watching and waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ for when he returns. And but at this time, as while it is still day, we work to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, your son, your message. And we thank you, Father God, for these and so much more. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. We praise also for the peace of Jerusalem, because we know all of Israel shall be saved. Hallelujah. Praise his name, saints of God. Thank you for joining me once again. It is to God be the glory. It is to God be the praise. Amen. Join me in the morning for seeds of the word, that we continue to be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. Go with God today. Enjoy. Be blessed. For you are already blessed. Amen.